Carille Owen is the technical director of To the Best of Our Knowledge. She's the one who makes our show sound so good. Carille's been a professional audio engineer for 30 years, and throughout her career, she's thought a lot about noise.
Noise was always the enemy. From those first Golden Book records on my little pink and gray record player, I learned you had to listen through the noise for the signal. Then came cassettes, high school. I'd lie there in bed at night waiting for my new favorite song, cheap mic pointed at the clock radio speakers, fingers poised on the record and play buttons. Maybe through the room noise, the radio static, and the cassette tape hiss, I might be able to hear that song again whenever I liked. By the 1980s, the music business was huge. Recording studios were incredible, sophisticated palaces of cutting-edge technology, and I was in the middle of it, surrounded by playback systems that could cost $100,000 and accurately reproduce any sound. And oh, did we give them a workout. When you know that you can listen back to your rock song at sound levels that would shame a jet engine, why wouldn't you? But there was still a noise problem. Analog tape hiss. Then one evening, Gus from Sony showed up at the studio with a new technology, music recorded digitally on a beta video recorder. He played an as-yet unreleased track to demonstrate what he called digital black. It was a revelation. No hiss. No noise. The huge, expensive analog tape machines huddled in the corner, dinosaurs listening to that asteroid fall. At about this time, my mom began to accuse me of mumbling. "Speak clearly," she'd say. "I can't understand you if you don't speak up." She'd mention ringing sounds in her ears, dizzy spells when her sense of balance would be disturbed. It would always pass after a few seconds or a minute. "When you get a ringing in your ear, someone's talking about you," she'd say. "If it's in your right ear, they're saying something nice." More and more, though, my father and I always seemed to be mumbling when we talked to her. I started to get concerned about noise and started researching. Tinnitus, it's called. Tinnitus, tinnitus, however you say it, it's noise. Noises inside your ears. Ringing, crackling, roaring, whooshing sounds that accompany the heartbeat. Echoey, distorted sounds that can make conversation impossible to understand. Tinnitus can be caused by prescription drugs, by caffeine, by trauma. It can be caused by long-term exposure to really loud sounds. That gave me pause. It can be inherited. Great. In the big genetic crapshoot, did I get my father's teeth and my mother's ears? People with really severe tinnitus get depressed, even suicidal. Oh, and one more thing. There are treatments, but there's no cure. For an audio geek, tinnitus would be a career killer. I used to think that as one became hard of hearing, sound faded away, like turning the volume down until only the loudest sounds were still perceptible. I imagined Beethoven scowling as he tried to hear the faint sound of the orchestra playing triple fortissimo. It had never occurred to me that it wasn't silence that obscured the music, but noise. No wonder he was scowling. Now, when I talk on the phone with my parents, my dad translates everything I say for my mom. "She produced a radio show," he shouts. "They're getting rain and snow," she repeats. They don't go out much anymore. Hearing loss is incredibly isolating. Other people get annoyed with having to speak slowly, clearly, or repeat themselves. Eventually, they stop trying, and so does the person who can't hear them. "The expensive digital hearing aids just make everything louder," Mom says. She can't separate conversation from background sound, the signal from the noise. I haven't the courage to ask her whether what she hears without them is quiet or cacophony. Noise was always the enemy. Noise is what we call the sounds we don't want to hear. But sound. Sound is beautiful. An orchestra's quiet passages, the subtle impact of a snowflake. If tinnitus is my future, will these delicate musics disappear beneath the wash of interference that no technology can dispel? Immersed in an eternity of noise that overwhelms the signal until nothing is left, locked into the clamorous room of the body with no way to escape the noises in my head, no rest from the onslaught? Rest is a respite. In music, a rest is a pause. But Hamlet had it right. The rest is silence.
Kirill Owen is the technical director for To the Best of Our Knowledge.